The colorful and often controversial former governor, the late Wally Hickle, is the subject of a new film entitled Alaska, the World, and Wally Hickle. Consulting producer Paul Brown says the film covers everything from Hickle's resolve to rebuild downtown Anchorage after the devastating 1964 earthquake to his firing by President Richard Nixon when he served as Interior Secretary and disagreed with Nixon over the war in Vietnam. The former governor was around 78 years old when Brown met him. He says Hickle was still youthful in his vision.
He was clearly, by this time in his life, more than taken with the idea of the commons in the world and how we globally use resources to benefit all people, not just the few. But that was the beginning. So when I left that conversation and I left Alaska and I went back to New York, I went looking on the internet, and there were a few things, but not a lot. And so I came back the following year and went to the next Alaska dialogue, and I remember saying to Hickle, Governor, agree with you or disagree with you, more needs to be known about your life and about the way you see the world.
What do you try to capture in an hour? Because Governor Hickle, former Governor Hickle's actions in the state were broad. He did a lot of things personally also, building the Captain Cook. What did you try to focus in on?
We try to show the originality of the man, the risk taker that he was. As an example, you mentioned the Captain Cook. As many people in Anchorage know, that after the 1964 earthquake, many people gave up on downtown, felt that we had to relocate to Midtown. And Hickle, in very short order, decided to build the Captain Cook downtown. We deal substantially, I think, with the time that Hickle was Secretary of the Interior in 1969 and 70. Specifically, Hickle standing up to Nixon when he felt that the president was very much off course on the war, particularly the invasion of Cambodia. And most important, Hickle felt that Nixon and especially Vice President Agnew were completely missing when it came to listening to younger people and what younger people had to say and contribute to our country.
Some of his ideas, the water pipeline from Southeast Alaska to California, the underground tunnel rail line idea to Siberia, at the time seemed outrageous. In retrospect, now looking at those ideas today, what do you think they say about Wally Hickle?
I first of all think that they underscore the visionary that he was, but they also tell you something, I think, about his ethics or his morality. I mean, one of the things that I find remarkable about him is that he would question war. Why war? Why not big projects? Shouldn't civilization have some fun and do things that are useful? He also felt that there was, as he said many times, no legitimate reason for poverty in the world. He was not willing to accept that the poor will always be with us. He was looking for the ways that development could work with environmentalism. He felt that development done well had lifted millions of people around the world out of poverty, and that the job wasn't finished.
Wally Hickle's wife, Irma Lee, they were more than just husband and wife. They were partners in a much broader sense. How important do you see her role in his life as helping him achieve some of the great successes that he did?
One of the things that I noticed when we researched for the film was that if you look at the critical decisions that Hickle had to make, in his life, you can almost always find Irma Lee there encouraging him to take the risk if it's the right thing to do. When Wally Hickel was disgusted by a cabinet meeting where he learned about the invasion of Cambodia that President Nixon told the cabinet, he was shaken. He didn't think this was the person that he had campaigned for. And he came home and he shared that with Irma Lee Hickel, and she was equally disturbed, but not, gee whiz, Wally, you have to be quiet about it. Not, that wasn't Irma Lee. She was there with him when he began to think, well, now, what am I going to do about it?
Unusual, right? Even past his life here on the planet. Do you know of anyone else that was reported to be buried standing up in a fighter's stance?
I don't. Bishop Hurley, who presided, said that he hadn't known of anybody else who was buried standing up. But that was, you know, that was typical Hickel. It was going to do it his way.
Paul Brown is the consulting producer for the film Alaska, the World, and Wally Hickel. The film premieres in Anchorage on Thursday evening, May 2nd, at a public event at the Captain Cook Hotel, and on Alaska Public Television on May 9th. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.